Begin by finding a comfortable meditation seat. Legs crossed or sitting in a chair, make sure your back is straight, paying attention to the normal curves of the spine. Rest your hands on your legs at the knee, or maybe hold them together, thumbs touching in the meditation mudra. Have your head rest atop your spine, mouth natural, eyes closed or open, whatever suits you. Jaw relaxed. Begin by counting your breath. See if you can count to 10 without losing focus on your breath. This should be difficult. It should be difficult to get to 3 without cheating. Now go for refuge. Think to yourself, how could a daily meditation practice help you? Then generate bodhicitta. Think about the suffering of others. Think about a specific person, someone close to you in your life who is suffering, and think about how you will be able to help them better, how you could help them more perfectly if your meditative concentration was more developed. Invite a teacher to sit in front of you. See them as perfect. Feel their presence. Feel the heat from their body. Maybe you smell their perfume. See in their eyes how much they love you and how much they want to help you. Know that they need nothing from you. Prostrate to them by thinking of one or two specific qualities that they have and admire them. Make offerings to them. Maybe you give them a mountain of all your possessions or a sky full of flowers. Maybe today you give them something you don't want, like your anger or your jealousy. The most important offering that you could give them, the most special offering, is your practice. Think of a negative act you did today, or better yet, think of a negative thought you had. Replay this event or thought in your mind And as you do so, watch that act or watch that thought and see how unnecessary it was, see how unskillful it was, see how if karma is true, if karma really works, if cause and effect function, then the act or the thought that you had was very unwise. In this way, you regret the thought and make up in your mind a specific amount of time that you will restrain from having this thought. Plan a makeup activity. Maybe this meditation. Think of the efforts it took for you to sit down on your cushion today and rejoice in the fact that you are sitting. Think about all the other meditators just in New York and rejoice in the fact that they are all sitting too. Beg your teacher to continue teaching. Think of your worst mental affliction and beg your teacher to give you both formal and informal teachings on this affliction, knowing full well that the informal teachings may be that annoying person next to you on the subway or that angry partner. And be willing to take on these situations. Pray for the long life of your teacher. And you can move your arms or legs if you need to readjust your position. Go back to your breath. Picture yourself lost in a dark forest as you stumble around trying to find your way. You're afraid, it's dark, and you hear animals in the background. You don't know if they are there to harm you. The forest is thick and dense, and it's frustrating to try to get through. The branches keep catching your clothes, and you may stumble. Spontaneously, you see a path, so you follow it to a clearing. You are on a beach, and across the water you see an island with a castle. On the island's shore, you see a person. This person is your teacher. Once they recognize you, they take a boat over to your side. They step out of the boat, take you by the hand and help you into the boat and drive you across the water. Think about who is this teacher for you? Think about how lucky you are to have them guiding you by your side. Think about where they came from. think about what was their cause. Along the way, as you're rowing through the water, you see a turtle with a golden hoop around their neck. This turtle represents your leisure and fortune. So take some time now to become aware of your own leisure and fortune. What will you do with this rare opportunity? What is the purpose of your life? When you get to the island, your teacher helps you out of the boat. They take you by the hand and lead you up the stairs to the palace. These stairs represent the Lam Rim, steps on the path to enlightenment. Throughout the entire meditation, your teacher will be holding your hand or standing next to you, guiding you through each of the rooms. So at the top of the stairs, you come to a large yellow door, which symbolizes the steps shared with those of the lesser scope. You enter into the room. It is a large triangle with the tip of the triangle facing you and spreading outwards. In front of you is a glass coffin. You walk up to the coffin and you see inside is you. This is your death awareness meditation. Think that your death is certain. The time of your death is uncertain. And at the time of your death, only the Dharma can help you. Because of this, make three resolutions. Because death is certain, decide to begin a spiritual practice. Because the time of your death is uncertain, make your practice an urgent priority. And because only the Dharma can help you at the time of death, decide only to practice your spiritual life. Give up all meaningless actions. To the left of the coffin, you see scorpions and cockroaches, or anything that is disagreeable to you. These represent your bad deeds. They follow you when you die. Think about the rebirths your bad deeds could cause. To purify them, grab an armful and walk up to the top left corner of the room, where there is a large blazing fire. As you throw them into the fire, do the four forces on a specific bad deed you've done. This is the same as the confession we've done during the preliminaries. Walk back to the coffin. To the right is a pile of gems. These represent your good deeds. Gather them in your arms and take them up to the top right corner of the room. There is a large robe in this corner. Pick it up and intertwine your gems into the fabric and put the robe on. This robe represents refuge, the fact that your good deeds cannot be lost. Go for refuge in this fact. Go for refuge in cause and effect, and resolve to put more jewels on your robe. Because this life is not your only life, contemplate the laws of karma. Resolve to enhance your good deeds and minimize your bad. At the top center of the triangle room is a large green door. This represents steps shared with those of the medium capacity. You walk through the door and you enter the hallway of impermanence. It is a glass hallway. On the other side of the glass are all your possessions, your loved ones, friends, and family. Your lama hits a large red button, and as he presses it down, the time machine begins. Watch as your possessions and loved ones change as 5 years go by. 10 years go by. 25 years go by. Remember that this represents the suffering of change. We bring this suffering on by grasping to changing things and by thinking that they are static. You can also think of obvious suffering, a disaster you may have had in the past. Think about the fact that in this life we are either in a disaster, suffering obvious suffering, or between a disaster. And this fact that we are either in a disaster or between two disasters is endemic suffering. Endemic suffering is guaranteed by this body and this life. Think about how nice it would be to be free from these sufferings. Imagine what it would be like to have a blissful mind, totally free of any pain, any suffering. Think about what it would be like to have a body entirely free of pain, light, desire these things and know that what you desire is nirvana. Next, walk into the main circular room of mirrors. These mirrors represent the fact that everything in your life is a reflection of your karma. Everything in your life is nothing other than a manifestation of your past actions. Look at yourself in the mirror and know that you are nothing other than a manifestation of your past actions. And think about what you would like to see as a reflection in the mirror. And think about what is the cause for that reflection. This mirror room is also full of pedestals with tipsy, fragile objects on them. You must walk carefully through them in order to avoid disturbing them. Know that this is how you can reach your perfect reflection in this lifetime. This is how you can reach nirvana by walking carefully through your daily life, keeping your ethical code. Think about the three trainings that are needed to reach this nirvana: a training in ethics, a training in meditation, which we are working on now, and a training in wisdom, understanding truly how your world works, understanding truly that your world works as cause and effect. Next, you come to a blue door, which represents the steps shared with those of the greater capacity. You walk through the door and enter a six-sided room. In the center of a room is a large incense burner. The incense smoke is pervading the room. This sweet scent represents bodhicitta, or thinking like a bodhisattva. There are two main ways to reach this type of thinking. If you know them, reflect upon them. At the six sides of the room are the six perfections. At the bottom left corner is a present, which represents the perfection of giving. Inside this present is a $100 bill. This represents the giving of money or material things. Maybe inside there is a heart, which represents giving love. Maybe there is some type of shelter, which represents giving protection from fear. And maybe there is a big sweet cupcake, which represents giving of the Dharma. In the bottom right corner is a bonsai tree. This represents the perfection of ethics. The roots of this tree represent the pratimoksha morality. The trunk of the tree represents bodhisattva morality, and the branches represent secret morality. In the left center of the room is a waterfall, a raging waterfall ending in a still pool, and this represents forbearance, or the perfection of patience. Not getting angry when you normally would. On the other side of the room, the center right of the room, are a large window. You look outside the window and you see children at play. They're giggling and laughing and full of joy, and they represent joyful effort, taking joy in working hard. At the top left corner of the room, see a large microscope, and this represents the perfection of meditative concentration. Take this microscope over to the top right corner of the room, where there is a diamond. which represents the perfection of wisdom, the fact that all objects are totally dependent upon their causes, the fact that all objects are completely empty of any nature that is not dependent upon their causes. Because it is impossible to perceive the true nature of your world without perfecting your meditative concentration, resolve now to perfect your meditative concentration for the sake of others, knowing that there's no way you can truly help others with an undisciplined mind. So resolve now to make meditation a daily part of your life. Bring your teacher back in front of you. Ask him to come and sit with you until you meditate again tomorrow. Full of joy, they accept your invitation and begin to grow smaller and smaller. They rise into the air and turn around so that they are facing the same direction as you. They come and hover above the top of your head, growing smaller still. They begin to melt down inside of you through a hollow tube just in front of your spine. Feel warmth as they flow down inside of you and make them a seat at your heart. See the merit from this meditation as white light beginning at the heart center of your lama. See this light flow from their heart center and fill their body. See it spill out of their body and into your heart center. See it fill your body and spill out of your body. As it fills the room and continues expanding through your city, your state, your country, watch as it touches all of the beings in its path. Watch them become happy. They don't know why they are happy, and they don't know how it happened, but they are so happy. Next, dedicate your efforts tonight to something very specific. Perhaps achieving the next stage of meditation. Perhaps reaching shamatha or full-minded concentration. Perhaps you can dedicate to directly seeing the true nature of your world, or to enlightenment. Feel your breath again, and slowly come back to the room.